Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The title for today's message is Invisible Evidence. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the physical proof of things that are eagerly anticipated and the undeniable evidence of things that are invisible. Sounds like an impossibility, doesn't it? But there's evidence that this is really actually true. I once was speaking to a colleague of mine, and I referenced this passage in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And I said, what is faith? And he just repeated Hebrews 11:1. It's the proof of things that are anticipated and the evidence of things that are invisible. I said, well, what does it mean? And he just repeated the same scripture. And I said, you know, I think it's more than that. I said, if we are going down the street, it's a very warm summer day, we're on our way to a favorite ice cream store. When do we begin to enjoy the ice cream that is waiting for us? Blocks ahead of time, miles ahead of time. The moment that we start out for that ice cream store is the moment we begin to anticipate what we have not yet enjoyed. It's almost as if we begin to salivate thinking about what's going to satisfy our tongue. In like manner, the scripture gives us an anticipation of what we have to look forward to. It's the invisible evidence. Certainly it's evidence, but it's received by faith in anticipation of what is going to be delivered later on. Physical proof is not necessarily things that we can actually touch, that we can actually see. It's beyond that. It's things that we know is going to come to pass, that will be, because God said it will be. And this is faith believing, faith receiving. I had another colleague that I served on a large church ministerial staff with, and he shared an incident that had happened. It was an embarrassing incident, and I think we've all had embarrassing experiences in our life. I can't talk. My tongue is tangled over my eye teeth. I can't see what I'm saying. He was called upon to pronounced the benediction to a service that he had been in attendance. And the speaker had droned on and on and on, and unfortunately, he had dozed off. That ever happened to you? Do you ever fall asleep during a sermon? I won't take a show of hands, but I think most of us have had those experiences in which we have drifted off while someone is speaking. He drifted off, and suddenly he was called upon to pronounce the benediction. Now, as it happened, the service was being held in a campground setting where on one side was the dining hall, on the other side was the chapel where the service was held. The aroma from the dining hall had come over into the chapel, and it was the most wonderful, wonderful aroma of a meal that had been prepared. And as he began to pray, unconsciously, he smelled that aroma of the meal, and he began to thank God for the food rather than pronounce benediction on the service that they'd just been attending, and suddenly said, "Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful food." And he was about to say, "For which we are about to partake," and suddenly he said that we have just partaken of the food of God's word. It was a quick catch But at the same time, it's evidence that the Word of God is living, it's active. It's something that we can taste, we can feel, we can experience in our life. It's the invisible evidence, something that actually is true, that we can touch, taste, we can enjoy the aroma of God's presence as we spend time in His Word. If you have not gone to that place in your own life where God's Word becomes actually alive, I invite you to spend more time in the Word of God and pray before, during, and after you read God's Word. You will find invisible evidence you had no idea existed. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the Word of God that it's alive and active, and that it reveals to us the truth that you have for us. Let us walk with you this day and in the days that follow. And we pray it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.